Listening test. In this interview with Nobel Peace Prize winner Wangari Maathai, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Become. Environment. Drought. Poverty. Resources. Survive. Development. Here is the beginning of the interview.
Wangari Maathai, winner of the 2004 Nobel Peace Prize, is the mother of the Greenbelt Movement, responsible for mobilizing thousands of women to plant 30 million trees across Kenya over the last three decades. Her environmental movement, which she created in the face of dictatorships, helped to make a great change in Kenya.
Here is an example of a question. What did the Greenbelt Movement do? They stopped a cruel dictatorship in Kenya. They organized the planting of millions of trees. They stopped thousands of women planting trees. The correct answer is they organized the planting of millions of trees. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the interview. You will hear it three times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
Born in 1940, Maathai was the first woman from Africa to earn a doctorate degree. In 2002, she was elected to the Kenyan Parliament, and later was made Minister for Environment. Tell us about the origins of your movement and why you started planting trees.
We started in 1977 to mobilize women in communities to give themselves what they need for living, much of which comes from trees. Firewood, building materials, food for their animals. They learned how to protect areas where their water comes from. Much of the drought in Africa is a result of deforestation.
In 30 years, your organization has planted 30 million trees. Can you talk about how the movement grew?
On the first day, we planted just 7 trees. Much more important than the trees themselves is the mobilization of rural populations especially the women. In this process, they organise and educate themselves.
How did you go from tree planting to a political movement?
When we started organising ourselves, the government tried to stop us. In order to protect the environment, we needed to organise and educate ourselves, to create a more democratic country. We knew that we are the people who can change government, so we participated in elections.
Can you give some examples of some of the changes you've made now that you are a minister?
We have created green open spaces and parks in the cities for the children to play in, and a healthier environment.
In your Nobel Prize speech, you talked about the environment as a way to peace.
Yes, there is a strong connection between peace and the environment.
In the United States, we have democracy and peace in our own country, but we don't have equal distribution of resources. The desire to consume in America seems to be greater than the sense of responsibility.
I know, but there are millions of people in America who really understand this. Unfortunately, there are also those who don't. But I think you should focus on the large number of Americans who understand.
What are some examples of places where we have seen environmental problems lead to conflict?
In Sudan and Kenya, we have seen fighting about land, and Palestine and Israel have a conflict about water.
How does your religion affect your opinion?
I am a Christian. In my message, I like to remind people that God created humanity last. The other animals were created before us, so we should respect them. We need them to survive, but they don't need us.
What made you love and understand the environment?
When I was a young person, I grew up in a land that was green, very pure and clean. I remember going to a small river close to our home to bring water to my mother. We used to drink that water from the river. Now the river has dried up most of the year, and you can't drink its water. So I realise now the importance of the environment to all people, young and old.
Now you will hear the text again.
Born in 1940, Matai was the first woman from Africa to earn a doctorate degree. In 2002, she was elected to the Kenyan Parliament and later was made Minister for Environment. Tell us about the origins of your movement and why you started planting trees.
We started in 1977 to mobilise women in communities to give themselves what they need for living, much of which comes from trees. Firewood, building materials, food for their animals. They learned how to protect areas where their water comes from. Much of the drought in Africa is a result of deforestation.
In 30 years, your organisation has planted 30 million trees. Can you talk about how the movement grew?
On the first day, we planted just 7 trees. Much more important than the trees themselves is the mobilisation of rural populations, especially the women. In this process, they organise and educate themselves.
How did you go from tree planting to a political movement?
When we started organising ourselves, the government tried to stop us. In order to protect the environment, we needed to organise and educate ourselves, to create a more democratic country. We knew that we are the people who can change government, so we participated in elections.
Can you give some examples of some of the changes you've made now that you are a minister?
We have created green open spaces and parks in the cities for the children to play in, and a healthier environment.
In your Nobel Prize speech, You talked about the environment as a way to peace.
Yes, there is a strong connection between peace and the environment.
In the United States, we have democracy and peace in our own country, but we don't have equal distribution of resources. The desire to consume in America seems to be greater than the sense of responsibility.
I know, but there are millions of people in America who really understand this. Unfortunately, there are also those who don't. But I think you should focus on the large number of Americans who understand.
What are some examples of places where we have seen environmental problems lead to conflict?
In Sudan and Kenya, we have seen fighting about land, and Palestine and Israel have a conflict about water.
How does your religion affect your opinion?
I am a Christian. In my message, I like to remind people that God created humanity last. The other animals were created before us, so we should respect them. We need them to survive, but they don't need us.
What made you love and understand the environment?
When I was a young person, I grew up in a land that was green, very pure and clean. I remember going to a small river close to our home to bring water to my mother. We used to drink that water from the river. Now the river has dried up most of the year, and you can't drink its water. So I realise now the importance of the environment to all people, young and old.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
Born in 1940, Matai was the first woman from Africa to earn a doctorate degree. In 2002, she was elected to the Kenyan Parliament and later was made Minister for Environment. Tell us about the origins of your movement and why you started planting trees.
We started in 1977 to mobilize women in communities to give themselves what they need for living, much of which comes from trees. Firewood, building materials, food for their animals. They learned how to protect areas where their water comes from. Much of the drought in Africa is a result of deforestation.
In 30 years, your organization has planted 30 million trees. Can you talk about how the movement grew?
On the first day, we planted just 7 trees. Much more important than the trees themselves is the mobilization of rural populations, especially the women. In this process, they organize and educate themselves.
How did you go from tree planting to a political movement?
When we started organizing ourselves, the government tried to stop us. In order to protect the environment, we needed to organize and educate ourselves to create a more democratic country. We knew that we are the people who can change government, so we participated in elections.
Can you give some examples of some of the changes you've made now that you are a minister?
We have created green open spaces and parks in the cities for the children to play in, and a healthier environment.
In your Nobel Prize speech, you talked about the environment as a way to peace.
Yes, there is a strong connection between peace and the environment.
In the United States, we have democracy and peace in our own country, but we don't have equal distribution of resources. The desire to consume in America seems to be greater than the sense of responsibility.
I know, but there are millions of people in America who really understand this. Unfortunately, there are also those who don't. But I think you should focus on the large number of Americans who understand.
What are some examples of places where we have seen environmental problems lead to conflict?
In Sudan and Kenya, we have seen fighting about land, and Palestine and Israel have a conflict about water.
How does your religion affect your opinion?
I am a Christian. In my message, I like to remind people that God created humanity last. The other animals were created before us, so we should respect them. We need them to survive, but they don't need us.
What made you love and understand the environment?
When I was a young person, I grew up in a land that was green, very pure and clean. I remember going to a small river close to our home to bring water to my mother. We used to drink that water from the river. Now the river has dried up most of the year, and you can't drink its water. So I realise now the importance of the environment to all people, young and old.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook, if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.